Chairman, colleagues, that's original at any rate. There are several strains in current use produced by different manufacturers of BCG used for the treatment of superficial, by which I mean TA, PTA, PT1, and in situ disease in the bladder. Little is known of the relative efficacy and toxicity of different strains. Therefore, in 1988, the MRC Superficial Bladder Cancer Subgroup of the Urological Cancer Working Party set up a study to compare what at that time were the two commonest strains in use in this country. They were the Evans strain, previously Glaxo, and the Pasteur strain, made in Paris. And the study was not designed to include in situ disease, so we're dealing entirely with PTA and PT1 recurrent tumors. There were three objectives in this study. First of all, to measure the response of a marker tumor to the two strains of BCG. Secondly, to measure the incidence of recurrent disease while the patients were under maintenance therapy with BCG over a two-year period. We decided at that time to follow Brosman's regimen, which had the lowest recurrence rate then reported. And thirdly, to compare adverse events noted with the two strains of BCG. This paper refers to the objectives 1 and 3, and the incidence of recurrent disease will be the subject of a later report. All the patients who were entered into this study were patients with multiple PTA, PT1, NXM0 tumors. I must stress that they were problem patients. These were patients who either had had previously or were being considered for intravesical chemotherapy or even for cystectomy. They were not the patients who may have had one or two recurrences noted at check cystoscopy. There were the usual exclusion criteria for any trial of malignant disease. Before entry into the study, each patient had a cystoscopy, and at that time, the number and position of tumors within the bladder were noted. The largest tumor was measured in two diameters and was resected into muscle. One tumor was selected as a reference tumor and left in situ, and all the rest of the tumors were resected. The patient was then randomized to receive either a course of Evans or Pasteur BCG. The dose was selected to be comparable. Each strain was comparable to the other in terms of dose. BCG was instilled for 1 hour, and then the patient underwent weekly instillations for 6 weeks. 3 months after entry into the study, another cystoscopy was performed. Again, the number of tumors was counted, and all tumors were resected if tumors indeed were seen. If the marker tumor was present, it was measured in two diameters and was resected. If the marker tumor was not seen, then the site of the marker tumor was resected. All histological material, both from the first cystoscopy and the second cystoscopy, was sent both to the local pathologist and then representative sections sent to the reference pathologist. both groups of patients, those receiving PASTA and receiving the Evans BCG, were comparable in terms of sex and age, the category and the grade of the tumor, the number of tumors, the size of the largest tumor, the duration of disease, and the size of the marker tumor left in the bladder. I will not bore you with going through a lot of slides showing those comparisons, but in a short paper like this, you must take my word for it that the two groups were comparable. 99 patients were entered into this study. Two were ineligible, one because of previous malignancy, and one because no marker tumor was left in the bladder. That left 51 to receive Evans BCG and 46 Pasteur. Three patients, all who happened to be in the Pasteur group, were subsequently unevaluable. One was lost to follow-up before the 3-month cystoscopy. One died of cardiac failure before the 3-month cystoscopy. And one important patient developed bilateral ureteric obstruction and underwent a cystectomy 2 months after entry into the study. The histology of the removed bladder showed widespread invasive bladder tumor, not only across the base of the bladder, obstructing both ureters, but also at other sites in the bladder as well. I put it to you that it is unlikely that such widespread invasive tumor arose from one small marker lesion, and the surgeon concerned considered that this was a staging error initially. Now, what were the results at the 3-month cystoscopy? This slide shows the findings. There you can see that the patients can be considered in 4 groups. Those in the top line, in which the marker tumor was absent and no other tumors were seen in the bladder. The next line, the marker tumor was absent, but other tumors were seen in the bladder. There were no examples in line 3 of patients in which the marker tumor was still present, but no other tumors were seen. But there were a substantial number of patients in which the marker tumor was present and other tumors were also present. Those results would suggest that the other tumors were in fact new tumors rather than persistent tumors which had been missed at the first cystoscopy. Although the numbers are small, it appears from that as if the response of the marker tumor to Pasteur BCG might be better than to Evans, but I can assure you that there is no statistical difference in those values. Admittedly, if we had entered 5 times as many patients, there might have been a significant difference, but it might have gone either way. We have not been able to show any improvement in response to either the Pasteur relative to the Evans or vice versa. Now, what of the adverse events? Adverse events were noted at each instillation of BCG and at the time of the first cystoscopy and were scored for severity. And the highest score was then recorded and appears on this histogram, which relates to frequency as a symptom. Each of the next few slides has the same format. You will see that there is a very similar distribution of the severity of the symptoms of the symptom of frequency in the two groups. And that is the case for all the symptoms which were recorded. or dysuria, or hematuria, slightly more possibly in the Pasteur group, but nothing that reaches statistical significance, fever and malaise, joint pains, and hepatic dysfunction. At the 3-month cystoscopy, in addition to recording the actual tumors in the bladder, the inflammatory response was also recorded and ascribed a score, ascribed a description of mild, moderate, or severe. And the degree of inflammatory response was virtually identical in the two groups. In the slide in which I showed the overall results, it appeared that about half the patients, the marker tumor had been eradicated. And in quite a lot of patients, there were tumors present. And I must stress that these were all problem patients. And if tumors were present, they were recorded as so on that previous slide. But they were often present in greatly reduced numbers. This shows that in well over 80%, there were fewer tumors at the 3-month cystoscopy than there were before the BCG was instilled. So the conclusions from this MRC study are as follows. First of all, that the marker tumor is eradicated by a 6-week course of BCG in just over 50% of patients, and that the number of tumors is reduced in at least 85%. That in this relatively small study, there was no significant difference in the efficacy or the toxicity of those two strains of BCG. And thirdly, that it demonstrates the usefulness of the marker tumor principle in testing the therapeutic efficacy of agents used in PTA, PT1 disease. Thank you.
Thank you. As the paper is now open for discussion, would you like to come to microphone 1, please? If you do go to microphone 3, which is the one at the back, it's rather difficult to see you with a spotlight in my face. If you could wave the program, we're more likely to see you. Microphone 1 first.